Perhaps the most famous journalist in Iraq has been sentenced to 3 years in prison by an Iraqi court. Muntadir al-Zaidi shot to fame in the Arab world and elsewhere after he threw both his shoes at President Bush last year. NPR Baghdad correspondent Lourdes Garcia Navarro was at the courthouse today, and she filed this report.
When the judge announced the sentence, Muntadir al-Zaidi shouted, "Long live Iraq!" He was then led away waving and smiling to cries of, "You are a hero," from supporters. His family, though, reacted with grief and anger, scuffling with court security outside the courtroom. Zaidi's mother cried over and over, "My son, what was your crime, my beloved son?" His brother Uday al-Zaidi denounced the court.
"I say the Iraqi judicial system is not independent. It is subject to political pressure. It was under President Bush's orders that my brother was sentenced."
U.S. embassy officials were present at today's trial. They refused to be interviewed, only saying that they were there to observe and were not exerting pressure on the court. Zaidi's defense team argued that the journalist was defending his country when he acted, that he was provoked by a smiling President Bush into avenging the Iraqi people, that even the American president exonerated him because President Bush said Zaidi's act was a manifestation of Iraq's new freedom of expression. But the court found him guilty of assaulting a head of state. He could have faced up to 15 years in prison. The 3-year sentence was considered light by Iraqi legal experts. The court of public opinion on the Iraqi street, though, mostly took a different view. Ali Majid Hassan is 29 years old.
"He was not guilty. His love for his country was what made him do it. He did this to defend the Iraqis, the martyrs, and the widows. I wish that all Iraqi people would become like him, to force the invaders from our home."
Muntadir Zaidi has been widely celebrated in the Middle East, where President Bush was hugely unpopular. In Iraq, after the incident, a car-sized statue of Zaidi's shoe was erected in an orphanage in Tikrit. Thousands of orders of similar-looking shoes were also placed at cobblers across the country. Men offered Zaidi their daughter's hands in marriage. Still some, including the Iraqi government, viewed Zaidi's actions as an embarrassment. Throwing one's shoes at someone is considered one of the highest insults in the Muslim world. 19-year-old Mohammed Muwafaq says Zaidi deserved the sentence.
"This is unacceptable in our tribal tradition. When a guest comes to your home, you should respect him, not insult him."
Already several members of parliament have asked the prime minister to pardon Zaidi. His lawyers say Zaidi's sentence will be appealed. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.